This is Negi speaking, and as usual, we would like to look at the results of the fourth quarter and focus upon that. First of all, in regard to the actual results of fourth quarter, we have a 17% increase in the net sales and in operating income, 32% increase, and we have a 3% improvement in the operating income ratio to 27%. And we have the numbers before adjusting for the deferred revenue, as well as also the if the currency exchange rates were used for a fourth quarter of 2012, we've shown the results. And we haven't shown the quarterly outlook, so it's difficult to say whether our expectations for the quarter were correct or not. But if you look at the full year, then you can see the full year guidance here. And for the fourth quarter, the revenues were meeting our expectations or slightly above. And it was 29 billion in terms of income. And before, in the previous quarter, we explained about this. For operating income, it was 29 billion. And we have gone to the higher operating income ratio business, and also in the new businesses, then we are seeing an improvement in the operating income ratio. And so these two factors worked in our favor. And this is in dollar-denominated terms, our numbers. Next is net sales by region. This is in yen-denominated terms. And if we look at the situation without taking into account FX fluctuations, then we see a negative result in North America, but then others are plus. Now, in North America, this was because of the consumer sales. For enterprise market, we had positive results, whereas it was negative results for the consumer business. And this is from the first quarter of 2007, calculations on a constant currency basis. And as already mentioned, in this area for 2014, we believe that this is the level that we are going to be targeting. And sales by segment is shown here. This is in yen-denominated terms, and it's plus 5%. But if we look at this on a dollar-denominated term, then it's a double-digit negative figure. And this is because of the negative factor of North America. After that, in regard to the cloud-related products, in the fourth quarter, this was a major quarter for cloud-related. And compared to the previous year, there's probably a 50% growth. And as already mentioned, there's another strategic product, deep security, which is not included here. And so what are the combination of products that we should use for the disclosure is something that we're studying. And so therefore, in regard to deep discovery, excuse me, deep discovery is not included here, not deep security. It's deep discovery that is not included. And this will how we will be disclosing this for the next year is something we'd like to study. At any rate, if we focus on deep security, this is the situation that we have. And Mr. Omikawa later on will be talking about the growth of deep discovery as well. And we're seeing steady growth there as well. And this is the sales by region. Nothing to comment about here. And the revenue before adjusting for deferred revenue, this is yen-denominated terms. And in Europe, if we look at this on a local currency basis, it's plus 13%. That's for the third and fourth quarter as well. And we have seen relatively high growth rates. And one thing, I don't know whether this is a positive or not, but there's no consumer sales included here, so there's no negative factor as well. And enterprise sales is growing. And for the cloud-related products, deep discovery is also included here. And we're seeing considerable growth. And so therefore, because of these two factors, we have this result here. And we have the revenue before and after the deferred revenue. And then we have the cost situation, and we see fluctuations because structurally, in the first and third, it's low, whereas in the second and fourth quarters, we have higher levels, so we have this kind of structure. But if we look at the cost structure, if we look, perhaps it's better to look at this on a biannual basis. And if you do it, then you can see that nothing really stands out as extraordinary this time. And then this is cash flow, 14%. 14% growth as of this quarter. And as for the headcounters, we have an increase by 80 persons, and 50-some persons are as a result of a acquisition of a Taiwanese company. And it was a result of Broadweb being acquired. Otherwise, it remains the same overall. This is the Asia. We see this increase in the Asia-Pacific region in headcount. And this is the non-operating extraordinary items. And there is the acquired companies, goodwill, depreciation, and other expenses related to that. This is the balance sheet. And then after that, we have the highlights and the lowlights. And for the fourth quarter, as mentioned as a highlight, we are seeing strong growth in the cloud-related products, and we're also seeing an improvement in the operating profit margin. If we look at the 2012 numbers, we were often told that the operating income margins may be going down because of price competition. And it is true that we continue to see price competition, but we're making efforts as a company so that we can try to maintain the high operating income margins. Meanwhile, this is a low lights, and I've already touched about this, but the consumer business in the North American market is weak. It's not an unexpected thing for us. Rather, we have been looking at non-profitable channels, and we have retreated from those channels. That impacts revenues. But when we look at the profit level, then it improves things. So we have this effect in 2013 results.
もあったんですけれども、クローズできなかったディールもあったんで、それができればもっと Q4 の数字良かったと思いますので、ちょっとそういう意味でローライトでございます。あとは、毎回同じ話になってしまうんですけれども、従来型セキュリティ製品の価格競争は引き続き続いております。でこれは年間の数字ですね。年間の数字って四半期で説明したものの合計ですので、ちょっと数字よりもですね、皆さんの関心があるのは多分配当のことだと思います。で配当の方ですね、
The dividends. So 65% is paid out.And there is also commemorative additional 30 yen a dividend, so 125 yen per share to be approved at the shareholders meeting at the end of March. So this is approximately 86% of the profit. There was also some share buybacks.This means that approximately 95% of the net income is being paid. When we generate cash, as a policy of the company, we would like to return to the shareholders. So these numbers show that's what we are doing. Now, the annual forecast, we believe that there'll be 5% growth in Japan and Europe.Now, in North America, we expect continuous negative growth in the consumer market and the non-operating income, 1.9 billion, no extraordinary items. And these are the exchange rates that we expect. And we expect the sales to go up by 3% and the operating profit by 2%. And this is basically 2% growth on a constant currency basis. You may think this is a slower growth than before, but...consumer market. In general, we believe we'll be in the negative single-digit territory, and we expect 30% growth for strategic products in the enterprise market. We have a strong price competition in the traditional security products. So low single-digit growth.And in total, all in all, we believe that the growth of revenue is going to be somewhere between 2 and 3%. Well, this year has only started, and we will continue to make efforts to exceed these numbers. So these are the annualized numbers that we are starting with as our forecast. That's all from me. And during Q&A, I would like to provide more detailed explanations. Thank you very much for your kind attention.